Siman Ayin Resh Hey Sif Beis. So we said the halacha is a person can't be kerel or a ner. The mechaber b'davka echod al b'shtam kerem b'yachad, two people can read together. She'im bo ha'echod lahatois, if one of them will forget that it's Shabbos and go to tilt the lamp, order pirish lahatois haner kadesh she'yagia Hashem l'ptila, to help the oil reach the wick. Yes, the other person will remind him that he can't do that. But this, that two people work, Hushakar and Binyan Echod, they're both reading the same section. He'll notice what the other person is doing because they're looking at the same section. If they're looking at two different things, so I'm engrossed in what I'm looking at, I won't necessarily notice what somebody else is doing. Even though they're both learning the same topic, but if you're using two different svarim, it's still also because I'm focusing on my sefer, even though we're discussing and we're learning together the same thing. I'm looking at my sefer. So saying the piyutim, even though we're all saying the same piyutim, each person is using his own sefer. So they couldn't say it, but yomt, there's a minhag to say piyutim yomtiv by night. Now it falls out on Shabbos. And that's the minhag. Shabura hey shnayim kerven. Now in Perlin, but you can't. But that we said before, ein Perlin and kerven are in there. You can't. The act of removing kinim. The fact that both people with Perlin would not make a mutter, because each one is pulling off kinim where he's working, is again, it's like he's not noticing what the other person is doing. It's like Shnei Svarim. You know, Shechem Afala B'Shedim Meshamer, it's Shechem Vadi Mutter. If one person is appointed just as a Shomer, he's not doing anything else but watching, that works. Okay. Yes, Gerne Chabay Roy, the Dafkin and Kriya Shehum Milsa the Mitzvah, Hitir Bezet. This hetter that we're relying on, that somebody is acting as a reminder, as a shomer, is only by dar mitzvah. But loy in your rishus can't cause a magen rum. The mitzvah of kicking him mashashu chalak alzeh. So magen rum says that this is a leniency, which we instituted, and we only instituted it for the purpose of mitzvah. And the Taz says not like that. That's even by dar rishus. That if it's two different sorim, even binyan echad is also shkol echad me'ayin b'sefer v'ena mashkeh b'mashay sechaberet. Each person is looking at his own sefer; he's not necessarily noticing what other person is doing. And that's why the minhag is not to say piyutim, chayin ches fil das mekil me'al b'ner shal shayba v'chelev. We brought a sheet before. It said that by Shaiva candles, which was more common in the time of the Ramah already than oil lamps, we brought a shita which is Mako and said that the Xeris Chazal of Shemayata doesn't apply to a candle. So even though there's this other Xera or concern of Shemayimchit, that wasn't Kanas Chazal, so you don't have to worry about it. So he brings from the Tosfos Shabbos and the Prima Gadim that we're not going to say when you use wax candles it's mutter, when you use oil lamps it's osir, and this section of the shul is using oil lamps, so they're osir, and this section is using a candle it's mutter. It's very confusing to people, so we've undertaken a practice not to read something which requires a person to really focus on the words, like piyutim on Friday night yomtov, which comes out on Friday night. Uba chakasa lomer piyutim huadin lebizmir shomer b'shabbos b'bayis and lomer shirugel b'ksas behem kama chakasa b'siptas. We'll see in siptas something which the person is familiar with, so he doesn't really need the light so much. So that we're not afraid of Shemiyat. So Zemiras, if you're singing Zemiras that you're familiar with, that's fine. If you're singing Zemiras which you're not, so that goes back to the sister. Or a person tells somebody else, you point somebody to the shomer. Bebeis HaKnesses, Pirish, Afilu, Shom, the Yesh Rabbim, still Chashin in the Hatoya, even though there's many people there in the shul. But we're afraid that this person, each one's busy looking at their own sefer, and this person, in the course of looking at his sefer to say the piyutim, might be mata. Okay. Kolshem Yachav Beisad also Leraner. I will share tefillah mutalikras with Siddur Laraner, Meotami Shatilah Matsuyah, if he had called, Ben Tzarek Yun Rav, Abba Kimar Rashi Parashiyah's recipient. So that's the cases we'll see later on. There's certain cases a person, it doesn't have to focus in on the reading. It's a very easy reading. So that, we're not afraid of Shemayata. Person will remember that a Shabbos, the person gets very absorbed in focusing and trying to work out what the words are, he'll forget, he'll focus on that and forget about Shabbos. Otherwise, we're not afraid. Gimel, Im Yesh Achra Imoi, Filo Eno Kare, Armor Latain, Dait Cholai Shalo Atam Water, Huadin Imar Rikain, the Ishai. The same way there's a heter shnayim kar miyachad, so even the person is not a kare, so you would have thought possibly that they're not really focused on the same thing, the person's not going to stay focused, it's actually be a good charmer. So many say that he is a good charmer. Okay. Is that the Mishabura Yod? So this works only if I point somebody as a shliach. He actually told him to do it. There's many people, they're not necessarily going to be noticing what he's doing and focusing on what he's doing, and they'll be mad. If he's asked to do so, he'll do so. This works for a person's wife as well. We're not afraid the woman is going to be uncomfortable correcting her husband. So I'm not worried about that. Adam Chasha, but he isn't the one who does the Hatoya, he gets a servant or whatever it is. So we're not worried about this fellow, Shendarka Yudbez. Pira Shaboruhu, Shendarkash Ape Salimut, he never does that. Abba Mistama, lawyer man came, but in the average case, we don't assume that that's the person's Hanhaga. Yeshkam Adam Choshev, Shendarka Lahatas Bechal, the people of Nashim Choshev, who are Mata, Kisu Gamarli and Rabbi Shmo Ben Elisha, Shemesim Atzma Al Dibri Tarka had it. He dealt with them like if he's like a regular student. Right. And he was matah. Because when the person's focusing in, so he forgets, and he's matah there, even Adam Choshem is matah there, he doesn't necessarily call the servant, he's matah there himself, or he's meichet. He moves the carbon. Was a shayla whether there's any real problem over there. And here we have an Adam Chashuv, which we're arguing we did at the Gemara. We're not afraid the person's going to be mata. So the combination of the two, we're going to be meikel. So Adam Chashuv, the ner shal shayva is mut. Okay. Hey. Medura, if it's not a case of a nair, but it's a case of a fire, like in the hearth, they would have a large fire. I feel a sorry cathod and current. Even though it's 10 people there. In Karen, the the way they were seated around the fire, they're not immediately adjacent to each other. So they're afraid that this person will stoke the coals, whatever it is, without other people realizing until he's done it already. So, and pieces of water come out close to where the people are seated. So very quickly, very easily, a person can do something improper. So the person is not necessarily noticing what his chaver is doing. Okay, and Karen Yud Gimel. Even though it's in Yinecha, by a candle is mutter, but by a lamp is mutter, but by a bedur is aser. But over here, pointing a shomer, not just relying on the notice, etc., because that they won't, but appointing a shomer will work. So the next person over, since it's a madura, is large, and it's close, to, people sit close by, and so therefore, they're not immediately adjacent to each other, and they are very close to the fire, so it's going to be too late if somebody corrects them.
It's going to be too late.
If one of the people, by mistake, forgets that it's Shabbos and starts moving the wood to increase the flame, the fact that somebody's going to stop him afterwards is too late. He already did the Aveira. You want somebody to stop him before he does the Aveira. That's the Heter. The Heter is you're allowed to rely on a Shabbos because they'll stop you before you do something wrong. The heter isn't the guy will tell you after you did something wrong. By the way, you're a bad guy. That's not the heter. Lahavra lachatos kosher lachatos nearly the apple peak. Shemot to lischavim neged amadur kiris v'sev shemim reishayin vov. Kamokim ein leishav samach etzel zamas udim keish lochus yegiya behem iya behem keish yibru heitev. There shemahapkim mezan basudim v'yesh kosher lochashirin shiavu lezeh. So this is not a question of reading. It's a simple practical issue. That the nature of people sitting near a fire is that once in a while they push around the burning logs to get to make the flame larger. So in general, person here he's warming up on Shabbos near this big fire. Says you can't sit too close because there's a chashash, not a tree or an air. Chashash simply the person will decide that he wants to stoke the fire because he wants a warmer fire. That's why he's there. He shouldn't sit too close where it should be natural act of stirring up the fire, which was done almost without thinking. If he's further away, he'd have to think before he does it. He'll remember the Shabbos. So he's fine. That's the Taz. We're not worried about the possibility. It's not something we're afraid might happen. Well, Tinoka Shabbos Rabban Karen Laran Nair. Little children can read Laran Nair. Because they're in front of the Rebbe and they're not going to be playing with their lamps, etc. They would sit with awe and respect in the presence of the Rebbe. Shemus Rabban Alayim. Shein Poshin Yad Shum Dover. They don't, the child doesn't grab hold of anything. I feel a bakal in the weekdays. Ella Piram, the only base what the Rebbe says to do, but also let's say that we're not afraid he's going to tilt the Nair. Mash Mistim is a Shulchan Aruch, the Sarver Karash, but the Philo Ein Rabban Imahem Shori, Choshor Mishar and Shebu Rabban. Even if the Rebbe is not there, the Rebbe has stepped out, but any second the Rebbe is going to walk in and catch the child playing with something, people will not want to do that. Therefore, the Rabbas, the Amos Rabbas Aleim, even. When the Rebbe is not there. However, many people argue on the Rashba. The Heter is because the Rebbe is mamish there, so Amos Rabban Olay, and not the fear of the Rebbe coming back. According to the Rashba, the fear that the Rebbe might come back any moment to catch him doing something, playing with something, etc., is Amos Rabban. According to the Rishonim, it's only because the Rebbe is here, there's Amos Rabban. The Rebbe is not here, there's no Amos Rabban. Zion, Mutter Likris, but Mimalikin, Laura Nair, Sherehu Master, Isser Shabbos, Ech Yishkach. the person reads the section of Bama Maliki, we're talking about don't be mata because these oils are problematic. And this is, so obviously, you know, while he's doing that, he's not going to forget himself. And be mata. Likras Bama Maliki. Mashadavka Bama Maliki. Shem Nizkir Yoni Yisrael Loka. This head doesn't apply to Hilchos Shabbos in general, only applies to specifically this area of Limud, which is specifically about the issue that we're afraid of over here, and what Chazal instituted to address that. That's where we feel confident the person will not make a mistake. A person learning all the Hilchos Shabbos, he's learning all the Hilchos Bishul, he might forget about the Issur of Havara, etc.
Funny we don't say this
part. It's
like
tefillah
in general. It's a
shabbat prefer.
You're
saying
this every year,
every Shabbos. Yeah. Yes, theoretically you could. If it means even theoretically, somebody who is not so familiar would still be mutter. They use the machzorim. Yom Kippur is Friday night. They use the machzorim and they say the piyutim. You can't say piyutim learn here. He says in Yom Kippur the aim that they had was such they would not forget that it's Yom Kippur and Mimat. You know, certain things have changed. Test Leil Pesach Shachalius B'Shabbos. Mutar Likros Hagadah B'Sefer. Shum the Havi Kain Rashi Parokin. Dein Am Arshel Teishkur B'Fiv Sas. Yeah. So Mr. Then I'm Oritz, Yudzayim. They know something about the Haggadah. Who are then I'm Oritz, Shalom and Me'elam? V'im who I'm Oritz, Shalom and Me'elam. He never learned. Vain Shogar B'Fiv Klau. He's not familiar with Haggadah without a sefer to read from. So it's Friday night, it's the night of the Seder. He's never read this before, he doesn't know how to read it, he has nobody there to remind him. So what's he supposed to do? He can't be Karel Aron there, but he needs a mitzvah, he has a chiyuv to say Haggadah. Kol Mokom Efshar Gam Kein Yedish L'Hakol. Even though all he has is an oil lamp, which that's really the bona fide, we don't have the study heter, because it's a bona fide oil lamp, and the cheshash Hashem Yata is there. We didn't put that mamakim that's going to be mavat the person's kiyum of the mitzvah of Sibrisi since Ryan. Okay, ksas. So the average Amoritz knows Haggadah somewhat. People come into shul early. Shabbos morning it's still dark. They're relying on the neighbors. The tefillah, he says in the morning, he's more familiar with than the familiarity with the Haggadah. And if you tell him the Haggadah is familiar enough that it's mutter. So the tefillahs that you say in the morning, excuse me, are that much more familiar. But to learn, Laura Nair is still us.
Laura Nair is still us.
A person gets up Shabbos morning and it's dark out and he wants to go to shul and learn, sit and learn. Or so we say he can't because they would learn by the light of an oil lamp. How are you supposed to learn over there? You can't learn Lora Nair, because Shema Yata. Okay. Sif Yud. Harav Yachol Lira is Lora HaNer Mehechen Yikru HaTinoikos L'Sadar Rashi Parashiyas B'Fiv B'Sefer. So he's able to look over the session he's going to be teaching the Talmidim. And then be misadar the Rashi Parshiyas B'Fiv B'Sefer. He would then sort of be misadar what he wants to say, the main points. So that parts, those parts he's able to read from the Sefer, and the rest he does what, like Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Parshias Ladavka Lakol Shideish Parsha Apeh Ksas Sorak Liras B'Sefer Shori. The main point over here is these things become known to the person Balpeh without the need to refer to the Sefer. The Sefer is there just more as a crutch. Excuse me. So, anything of that similar type of relationship with the section that you're talking about, that you're familiar with, basically, you're just looking at the Sefer as a just to give you a reminder, whatever it is. Shori, the Marachos Shena Ma'ayin Ben Sefer Tomin, you say, Kerev Elos Alatuyeh. So that itself, if we're telling you only do these type of things, that'll act as a reminder that you can't just do whatever you want over here. Okay. So now we're moving away from Kriyal Aron Neir. We're busy picking out utensils, picking out kelim, picking out dishes, whatever it is. And it's dark. And it's not easy, you know, the rooms were not so bright. It's not easy to tell whether they're the same item or same set or not, whatever it is. And you need to be mafkin which ones is which. So also the bottom Aron Neir. Feel the halfkin bein begot of the big day ishtoi hem daimim also leaves it. So over here we're not going to allow the person to be boidik or in there because needs Ian Rab, and Ian Rab, we're afraid a person is going to forget them. Mishamiyat iyun Rav. Mishnebura Yates, Sarchi and Rav. So it's not enough. The reason why it's around because it needs Ian Rav. My brother, the issues of Chazal, if they share Shalshav and Mechelib, so if I can tell you, the only problem, the case is afterwards, they need Ian Rav. Over here, you don't need Ian Rav. So it's going to be mutter in conjunction with the fact that you're using a candle, as opposed to a lamp. Okay. Yud Beis. I'm going to finish this in. Sham Hashenu Kavua, also the Libra Kaisis, Rikoris, Lora Nerb, and Nesh, Ena Makirim. He's not familiar with what he's looking at, so he has to have Ian Rav to make sure, like, what is part of the design of the Kaili, and what is dirt, which he has to clean off. So he's cleaning off the. So he has to be Baitik, so that he has to be Baitik, Lora Nerb, and that's a problem. Whether the lamp that you're dealing with is a lamp, an oil lamp, or it is a kerosene lamp. Pirish min zephis, love and berechurah. It's a type of a clear byproduct of the zephis, and it has a bad smell. Even though Shari Rav, it has a strong light. So we could argue, I'm not afraid Shemayata, because the light is always a very strong, pure light, a very clean light. So we say, no, we asked her. Some say that Shamash Kavua, well, we'll see, it's a different thing. But even Shamash Kavua, which you don't have the Hetarim, but in regards to Shalneft, which has a strong, has a very strong, large light. There's no need to be matter. Shamash Kavua Mutal the Lord and their Hakayis Neishu and Sarach Ian Harbe. He knows exactly which Kaili is which and what's to be used for what, etc. So he doesn't need to do Ian Rav to direct everything in the right place. So, in a case where you're dealing with something which is inedible, etc., not afraid, but we're here afraid that maybe he's going to partake from the olive oil, he'll use it for something else. So there's a new problem. They use it for something. So we say, you can't be kara of Shem and Zayis. Shol yarumim b'fnei aneris v'mishum b'izim mitzvah v'chein kosav v'rekeach. Yeah. So this is a problem of b'izim mitzvah v'chein kosav v'rekeach. Live the chaf, zot mishabura. But Salerma, leave the curses of them and the Zebel, the Azim behind the Nichon on the Shulchan, this very similar cups, and he has to figure out which one goes on the table or not. Mashama Shana Kabua, Eno Makiran, Masarkal is Ian Harbi. He's not so familiar, he has to check each one out very easily, very intricately. How do you pronounce the word? Intricately, thank you. So, therefore, Al Kain Chashid and Shamayat, but Shamash Kabua knows what he's doing already, knows which one is which. He doesn't have to do with Yon Rav. On cause of Shabadika, he lives in Hem Gekiyim. So, the Ron says, the Pshat and the Gemara, the idea is to check and see if it's clean. So, now, if it's checking and see if it's clean, there's no difference in Shamash Kabua, Shamash and Kabua, both have to check to see if it's clean. He says, no, Shamash Kabua, Neshu Baki Behem Mikmar, Yodea Ezekli, Eno Naki Kolkach. He doesn't have to search out which kalim are the problematic ones that don't clean well, that he has to do a second job cleaning them. That's the advantage of the Shamash Kabua, thank you. Then he said, where is this? Whether it's, even if it's Ner Shel Neft, which is Ur Rav, is a large light. Shel It's our Rav, so like, why would you need to be matis? And it makes a nice, large, clean light. It says, yeah, there's still he's a shamash shena kabur. You never know what he might, you know, where he might need some help.
Shamash
shena kabur. So he's going to be even if it's our Rav, he'll need him. Bishal neft. Summer matter b'shal nefta fila sham shena kavua. Time of the lahat toya lechashin and the fichar rav l'tzarach lezeh. It's a very strong pure light. There's no reed to be matted, so that we're not worried about it. B'shem and yistapik loy chashin and mishum demos. Maybe somebody will take some oil off, and thereby cause the nair to go out more quickly, and that's called some act of mechaber. So not such a problem because it's moyus. It's and the person will not want to take it to use for eating. Shemazayas v'chei m'shar yishmanim l'kul yal ma'asur. One second. Shemazayas, the other shmanim, which there, there's a gzeira shema, it's not our rab as much as neft, and the gzeira of shema yisabim man was greater, so it's asur. It's where yeshem z'chol deyazu. So we can say this or he's going back and then over here the material. Yes, some are matter by kerosene lamp. Some are matter. They said, "Sorry, you can rely on that." But the Shamash Kavua, which does not need Ian Rav to Ma'ayin on the cases. Lower and there, so he can do it lower and there. Shall neft, lingen shar shmanim ayin rilach. Okay. Shana tzarech yin, doesn't need a lot of yin. We saw before they use the Aranair to check and see whether it's my long record or it's your coat. As Asur. Nikius. In order that the kalim she's using should be clean kalim, etc., so they're remathered. That Shamash Kabua, since he doesn't need Ian Rab, it's mutter for him to check the Kalim Loraner. Okay. Then he said,
what could be done? Checking the difference.
This, we said you can't check between his begadim and his wife's begadim. Over here, he's checking the kalim, the koyuses, to see that they're clean. So why are you saying a shamash kavu is mutter? Because he's familiar, you know. We have before a person's clothing, his wife's clothing. If he needs to check by the oraner to see which begad it is it his wife's, you know, whatever it's his. So it should be the same thing over here. He said, no, over here because of the kiyas they're making. Fine. Kamer, the Shabbat said it was near Shoshem and Zayas. You can't be Mara. Okay. We don't tell him to do it. If he did it, we don't stop him. I'm afraid Shemini is stopping him now. So why are you allowed to light with it? Forget about, you know, the original hadlaka should be problematic. Using something you might come in to stop him. So the Shemini is stopping. We do not make the Gabi Havlaka. But over here, but since he's sitting right by the Nair, to be Baidik with it, the more of a Cheshash you might take some to use to eat or drink, whatever you do with that. Okay. Bizei Mitzvah. Kasha. The Balav Haki also Mishim Sakana, also the Nithba, Kedisim Sakhim Kafi Beis, Nira the Chalik. Being cut on the gavel. The Gemara says over there that letting children go unclothed in front of the Sefer Kodesh, etc., is endangering the child's life. So the Ramah is saying that. They're Dominican lechasas haktanim. They shouldn't be a room in front of the neighbors because of bizei mitzvah. The mamar says it's kind of the more says imsachim. Near the chalav being cut on the gadol. Let's hold it here.